Protecting the sanctity of baseball. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Slugger Barry Bonds now stands indicted. The indictment says that in 2003, when he was called to testify about illegal steroids, he repeatedly denied under oath that his trainer ever gave him human growth hormone or any other illegal product. He said he thought he was rubbing himself with perfectly legal flaxseed oil. The prosecutors claimed that he was in fact rubbing himself with steroids known as the Clear and the Cream, and that he knew full well what they were. And they know that he knew because he in fact tested positive for steroids. So there it is. He lied under oath in 2003. That's illegal. But how bad is it? Now, if somebody had deceived Barry Bonds by giving him what he thought was flaxseed oil, but which in fact was a dangerous drug, that's bad. But if the drug is not misrepresented and he voluntarily uses it in the hope it'll make him hit better, he's over 18. How does this threaten peace and tranquility? Now, if the substance he knowingly took is considered cheating by Major League Baseball, then Major League Baseball needs to do something, like kick him out. But no, Barry Bonds juicing up is the government's business. Why, it's almost like punishing a president for sex or a senator for behaving gaily. Oh, wait, we do that. We've caught all the terrorists, all the sex predators, all the employers who don't check documents, and so it's time to get Barry Bonds for lying under oath in 2003. You know, that was an interesting year, 2003. Do you think if a grand jury did some snooping, they could find a few lies from 2003 that actually have affected peace and tranquility? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.